KSRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A man armed with guns and knives stormed the lobby outside the White House Correspondents Association dinner attended by President Trump last night, shooting a Secret Service man before being subdued. The president has rushed off the stage and he was unhurt. Afterwards, he did speak to the media.
This is not the first time in the past couple of years that our republic has been attacked by a would-be assassin who sought to kill. In Butler, Pennsylvania, less than 2 years ago, you all know that story. And in Palm Beach, Florida, a few months after that, we came close. We really had, again, we had some great work done by law enforcement.
The armed man was a guest at the Washington Hilton where the dinner was being held. He is expected in court Monday. The Secret Service agent who was shot was wearing body armor and did not suffer life-threatening injuries. He has been released from the hospital. The stage has been set for a Senate confirmation of President Trump's nominee to lead the Federal Reserve.
On Friday, the Justice Department dropped its criminal investigation into Fed Chair Jerome Powell and the Fed's extensive building renovations. Powell denied any wrongdoing and refused to step down. Several Senate Republicans had urged the administration to end the probe, which was delaying confirmation of nominee Kevin Warsh. Now that the investigation has ended, it clears the way for Warsh to replace Powell as chair when his term expires next month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A U.S. soldier involved with the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been granted bond after being charged with using classified information about the operation to win more than $400,000 in an online prediction market. Federal prosecutors say Gannon Ken Van Dyke used his access to classified info about the raid. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are concerned. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new report from the Evangelical Alliance, most believers feel relatively confident in their religious freedom under British law, but they also see the culture turning away from the faith and wonder what it will mean for the future. A lot of Christians say they don't feel comfortable expressing their beliefs on social issues anymore. The Alliance says, quote, "This tension between objective freedoms and subjective experience sits at the heart of this report." Michael Harrington reporting.
The European Court of Justice has ruled that a Hungarian law banning the promotion of homosexuality to children violates the European Union's treaty guaranteeing human rights and equality. Hungary's law prohibits the display of content to kids that depicts homosexuality or transgenderism, while also providing harsher penalties for crimes of pedophilia. This is SRN News. The famous Rocky statue outside the Philadelphia Museum has finally been invited inside.
Thousands of people each year come to the Philadelphia Museum of Art to visit the famous Rocky statue outside, like Suraj Kumar.
Rocky 1, 2, 3, I really loved all three of them.
Opening this weekend, Rising Up, Rocky and the Making of Monuments examines how a fictional fighter became a real world symbol. The museum's Louis Marcusano says when the Rocky statue was left outside as a movie prop, it wasn't always welcomed by the museum. The statue, owned by the city, was moved to South Philadelphia, then moved back to the museum just at the bottom of the steps this time. But once the exhibition closes in August, its permanent place will be back at the top of the steps. I'm Dawn Porter.
King Charles embarks on a state visit to the U.S. on Monday, aiming to strengthen ties between the two nations as he celebrates America's 250th birthday. More details, SRNNews.com.